You're listening to SBS News.
A perfect storm is the common refrain being used to describe the pressures facing Australia's building industry right now. And Kelly, who did not wish to give her surname, is one of many people caught in the middle of it. The 40-year-old and her husband had set out to build their dream home on Phillip Island in Victoria. $235,000 later, they have very little to show for it.
They've left a lot of mess. So we have a frame, we have a pile of rubbish, and we also have retaining walls that people are coming and stealing the sleepers from. So anything we've paid for is actually being stolen as well. It's been a bit of a nightmare.
The couple had signed a contract for a house with residential builder Langford Jones Homes, which had almost 50 years' experience in the area. But the company went into liquidation last week, owing 250 creditors more than $10 million. According to liquidators RSM, Langford Jones has left about 65 building developments at various stages of completion, including Kelly's San Remo home.
Two-story family home. It was meant to be beautiful. It was going to be 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom, have a view of the ocean. We worked really hard to put all our money into this.
Langford Jones is one of many high-profile building companies that have gone under this year. The most well-known is construction giant ProBuild, which went into administration in February. But a combination of factors has also left many smaller home builders on the brink. Phil Dwyer is president of the Builders Collective of Australia, a not-for-profit group representing small builders and consumers.
At the moment, we've got a very delicate situation because of a number of issues, which start with COVID, but also issues such as a heated building industry. You can't get a builder anywhere. A skilled shortage of people within the industry. The supply chain of materials. Also, cost escalation of materials is a major issue as well. So all these rolled into one have created what we might term a perfect storm.
Phil Dwyer says the combination of conditions means some builders are essentially paying to finish people's homes.
We refer to it as the profitless boom. So in other words, builders are not making any money. They've been caught with contracts that are fixed price contracts, and yet they've been caught with the escalation of costs, the shortage of people or contractors to do the work or skills within the industry. There's a number of those issues that have created the situation and will continue to create the same situation for many others. We see it as this is the start of it and it will keep going.
Phil Dwyer predicts the situation will get worse over the next 6 to 12 months before it stabilises. He's advising anyone who's thinking about embarking on a new home build or renovation to leave those plans on the shelf for the next little while. John Goymer has been a builder for 53 years, now doing jobs in the Blue Mountains region of New South Wales. He says while his own business is going fine, he does have concerns for the wider industry.
Oh well, because you're going to see a lot of people go broke. Therefore, a lot of people get half finished houses. And it's not what we want the industry to be doing. We want the industry to be running along at a nice even pace. There's an old saying in the industry: nobody makes any money in a boom, and that's been true again this time.
Can you explain what that means?
Well, what it means is that because everyone's so busy and we're in a boom that nobody can get labour or materials, so your jobs take so much longer to do, and therefore you're actually not making any money. The secret to making money in the building industry is to get in and get out. In other words, get in, get your project built, and get out, and get the money in the bank. The longer a project sits there, the more the overheads of that project eat up the profit margin of the project.
Data from the credit agency Equifax shows construction insolvencies increased by more than 30% in the 12 months to May. The construction sector now represents 28% of all insolvencies in Australia. But while these numbers may sound dire, Equifax's Scott Mason says they actually represent a correction to pre-pandemic levels.
Obviously, there's been a couple of high-profile insolvencies or businesses go bankrupt. So there is some reason for concern. However, I'm probably a little bit more moderate than some others, because what you've got to remember is that we had record levels of low insolvency for the last 2 years during COVID. And even if you look at the increase month on month in April and May, we saw an increase 47% and 43%. We're still just getting back up to the levels of pre-COVID.
The Housing Industry Association's Jordan Murray agrees.
To date, the rates of insolvency haven't risen above what would ordinarily be the case prior to COVID, although we do know that businesses are feeling pressure at the moment.
And while he acknowledges that building companies are under a great deal of pressure, he says there's no quick fix to the situation.
At the moment, with supply chains being stretched globally, we can't import extra materials as we would in an ordinary cycle. And with borders having been closed for 2 years, we've got an exceptionally tight labour market domestically, which makes it difficult to increase the trades workforce. If there was one thing to do that a government could do to alleviate some of the pressures at the moment, would be to accelerate the pace at which skilled migrants are able to come back to Australia.
Claire Slattery, SBS News.